This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCTOR-DALI, 1-877-DOCTALI. It is Happy Doctor's Day. It is Happy Doctor's Day. You don't really see a lot of happy doctors these days. So some of us are pretty happy. Some of us are going to celebrate in our own ways. You might be thinking, well, how can I show my doctor some appreciation? Dr. Dahlia likes cake. Why don't I get her some cake? Any other day, I'd say, yes, bring me cake. It's just, it's Passover, so I can't have the cake. Unless I could freeze it and eat it later. So don't bring cake. But I'll tell you guys how to spread the love. But it is National Doctors Day. Why is that a big deal? Well, because, you know, in the old days, doctors were revered, and they were looked at like really, really cool. And then all of a sudden, people started to call us weenies, and people thought all we did was golf, and I don't know. And we lost a lot of respect. And I'm kind of frustrated by that, especially when I see, you know, people lose respect for a lot of our public officials and people that are out there that are world-renowned doctors or doctors leading the COVID front. So for me, National Doctors Day to me means we've got a lot of professions out there, and I hope all professions get their own day. And this is a day where, you know, if you see a doctor, you can say, look, you know, I know your job sometimes sucks, and I really appreciate you. That's really, really cool. Where did Doctor's Day come from? Apparently back in 1933, I had to look this up. There was a wife of a doctor that wanted to honor physicians. And so they would go and put flowers on the graves of dead physicians in 1933. But the March 30th came from, that was the first day that anesthesia was administered during a general surgery back in March 30th, 1842. So it was a Dr. Crawford Long, MD, who operated to remove a tumor in a man's neck. He used anesthesia, I believe it was ether at the time, March 30th, 1942. Now, Dennis might say, wait a second, it's supposed to be 1842. 1846 was supposed to be the first day that anesthesia, or the first time anesthesia was administered, because they used it in a dental setting to remove a tooth and it was painless. So 1842, 1846, I'm not sure. Either way, I'm just grateful we have anesthesia. I am just grateful that we had doctors that had the gumption, that had the chutzpah to try things. I get there were a lot of people out there that were claiming they knew how to cure people, and you know, but those who went through the training and those who said, look, you know, I'm sick of people having to bite the bullet or bite on a piece of wood or drink a bunch of alcohol. We're going to try anesthesia. Or we're going to try to clean a wound before we cut it. Right? We're going to try to use a flap of skin to cover the amputation to help prevent infection. And you know, the first doctors that said, why don't we do it? You could bet back in the 19th century, people gave doctors a whole bunch of crap. You could just bet that happened. And it took doctors to say, you want to know what? I think this will work. I think this will help. And it took patience. It took patience to go, you know what? Try it. Doctor, I trust you. And so I'm only who I am today because of the patients and because of the doctors who had the guts. And so being a doctor is not a weenie profession. All right? We're studs. I might not appear that studly, but I gotta tell you, it's not easy. It's not for the weak. You don't go through your 4 years of high school, your 4 years of undergrad, your 4 years of medical school, and then your 3 to 8 years of residency, just, you know, to be called a weenie. You do it because you really want to dedicate your life and to patients. and you want to teach. A doctor isn't just about sewing people up and delivering babies and doing rectal exams. You know, a doctor's mission is to educate and to do detective work, discern what's going on, and to help fix. Some doctors just want to fix. Some doctors want to do more detective work. Some doctors just want to educate. But either way, it takes a lot of work. I'm still learning. I've been a doctor for now 20. I graduated in 97. So I've been a doctor now for 24 years. I'm still learning. My students teach me stuff all the time. Pre-med, even high school students, they teach me stuff. They go, no, use Twitch for that. Really, Twitch? So, you know, if you do see a doctor, what's the best way to show a little love? Well, you can't hug them. We used to give doctors hugs. Can't smack them on the butts. Can't smack them on the butt anymore. No. Honestly, you know, don't give them gifts because somebody's going to accuse somebody of taking a bribe. Well, you know, you gave him Viagra because he gave you a pen, you know, or some stupid stuff. But honestly, if you see a doctor out there, or a nurse, or anybody in healthcare profession, or a teacher, or construction, or law enforcement, just say we appreciate you. It's really simple. We appreciate you. Now, if they go, who's we? Or if the teacher, you know, corrects you on your pronoun, I don't have any advice for you there. But as a doctor, if you say we appreciate you, that means it's not just you, but that means you've spoken to a couple of your friends, you know, and your peeps, and you're like, you know what, are you guys okay with this if I go up to Dr. Dahlia and say, we appreciate you? And they're like, yeah, I'm okay with that. So if you say we, that means it's plural. And I don't really know how many people on this earth like me, but it'd be nice to know if it's plural. So National Doctors Day, you know, at first I thought these days were just a little bit, I don't know, annoying. Now you got to stop everything you have to do, see somebody, wave them down, stop the doctor in the middle of surgery or in the middle of trying to intubate somebody, go, Doctor's Day, happy Doctor's Day. But I got to tell you, we doctors, we do like it. We do like some appreciation. We don't need the quan. We don't need people to think that we're, you know, God's gift to medicine. We don't need to even be called doctor. We call doctor, but most of my patients in a call me doctor. I didn't need that. What I did need is not, you know, somebody not giving me a whole bunch of crap if they didn't get the prescription they wanted or if they didn't, you know, order me around to do something. So simple. Oh, yeah, by the way, I think the red carnation is supposed to be the flower for Doctor's Day. I don't know why. When I think of carnation, I think of like ice cream. So, you know, cake. You can do cake, but after Passover, for those of us who are Jewish. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing. Then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission, and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Show 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason for working the dials. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So remember when the pandemic started, I said a lot of you guys feel like you need to do something. And I do a lot of community service work, but I also do a lot of fundraising. Now, fundraising used to be really, really difficult because you had to pound the pavement. But now I'm able to do more fundraisers a year for different causes, whether it's these kids being orphaned by that tree falling on the parents, which we'll talk about in California this last weekend, or whether it's for cancer or ALS. And the reason why I can do it so easily is because I go to Facebook. Whether it's a birthday fundraiser, whether it's a I want to do a fundraiser, for National Heart Month, Facebook allows it to be so easy, and it's something that I think we all could do. And so joining us today to kind of talk about how you can help others
as easily as it could be, is Elizabeth Davis, product manager at Facebook, and Nikki Lama, project director at EcoSoap Bank's Nepal office. Elizabeth, Nikki, thank you guys so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having us. Super excited to be here.
Thank you. I cannot believe how you have made it so easy for us to help others. And I think you've raised over $5 billion now for nonprofits.
Yes, you have that right. So people have come together. Over 85 million people have come together to raise over $5 billion across Facebook and Instagram for nonprofit and personal causes.
Oh, it's wonderful. What I also like about Facebook is years ago, there'd be certain platforms, non-Facebook platforms, where the money wasn't going to the recipient, right? It was somebody that was trying to put up a GoFundMe or something, and then it got found out later that they weren't using it for medical supplies or anything like that. The way Facebook does it, you have a process in place where you vet the charity and you know the money is going to them, correct?
Yes, so we make sure that every charity on our platform has been vetted, and we also make sure that 100% of what's raised goes directly to the nonprofit. So people don't have to pay any transaction fees, there's no commission fees or anything like that. All of your money goes directly to the nonprofit, and we actually cover any fees that you might face.
I see that, yes. I think GoFundMe, I had donated a few weeks ago, and they had asked for an extra percentage. And I understand it costs money, but I think that's very, very cool that Facebook is able to do that without adding extra cost to the charitable donation. Very, very cool. Now, Nikki, you are a project director at EcoSoap. Tell us, EcoSoap Bank, tell us about that.
Hi, thanks for having me, and namaste from Nepal. So to tell you about EcoSoap, EcoSoap Bank in Nepal is actually saving lives. So, you know, a basic necessity like soap is sometimes not accessible to many communities that are living in rural areas, especially in Nepal. So what EcoSoap Bank does is we get these soaps out to them. And in the process, we are touching upon some very critical issues. Firstly, we are helping to bring down the prevalence of preventable diseases amongst children because we have hygiene sessions when we distribute our soaps. Secondly, we are employing mothers and local women to recycle our soaps, so thereby we are financially empowering them. And thirdly, we are also working to save our environment because we are rescuing the byproducts of soap manufacturing industries here in Nepal.
Amen, amen. And I think you've made some headlines a while back where you were working with hotels, and there's a lot of discarded soap and soap not used in hotels. Is that right?
Absolutely, absolutely. So initially we started the project where we used to source the soaps from hotels. But unfortunately, due to the pandemic, most of the hotels shut down. So our raw materials came to a complete halt. So we had to change gears and become more innovative. That's when we thought about, you know, soap manufacturers. And like any manufacturing process, there's always a byproduct and waste. And when we did our research, we found out that there's millions of tons of waste goes to waste every day when factories are producing soaps. So now we've partnered with the soap manufacturers, and we get their soaps directly to our shop.
Oh, my gosh. What a blessing. How many children and adults would you say don't have access to soap in this world?
Wow. That's a very, very tough question to answer, but I could answer for Nepal especially. If you look at it, we have a lot of communities that stay away from the Kathmandu Valley. It's only the Kathmandu Valley that has access to a lot of stuff. But if you think about it, I think it's more than, we stay in lakhs, so it would be around 5 to 6 lakh people still don't have access to soaps here.
Wow. It's, and like you said, it saves lives. You know, people think, well, to save lives, do I have to, you know, donate money to a pharmaceutical company, or do I have to come up with a new vaccine? Meanwhile, we have companies like yours and organizations like yours that are attacking it on the basic, you know, hand washing level and soap. Somebody doesn't have access to soap. How are they staving off a lot of infectious disease? That is just fantastic. Nikki, I am amazed. So, Elizabeth, we have a lot of people out there that want to help. The economy, however, has, you know, kind of put a damper on a lot of fundraising efforts, but you hosting a fundraiser can sometimes do more than what you could donate yourself. Talk to us about how people can help and get involved.
Yeah, so we definitely recommend starting fundraisers. You can go to facebook.com/fundraisers. And we will help you out with figuring out, like, what nonprofits you can support and how to create your campaign. And I would just say that there are four easy tips to make sure that this is successful. So first, you can really share about why you're passionate about the cause yourself. And really, that personal resonance will really inspire more of your friends and family to contribute. Secondly, we want you to make sure that you explain exactly how the funds will be used. And, for example, for $10, what that impact can be for the nonprofit that you're supporting. And this will make sure that people will know, like, where their money will be going to. Thirdly, you can really make it visual. It's really important to share photos and videos and make your fundraiser as engaging as possible so that when people are scrolling through their feeds, it can capture their attention and they might be interested in looking to the campaign and then will eventually donate to it. And lastly, it's just really important to show people who have donated that they've made a difference and to thank each of your donors. And so it's that simple to start a ripple effect of kindness. And with all of these donations, and as you mentioned, like, if people don't have that much money, they can donate like $5 or $10, and all of that is like very impactful overall. So would highly recommend that all of your viewers go and start a fundraiser right now if they feel the call to.
Absolutely, yeah. And, you know, Elizabeth, it's amazing because, you know, when Houston, Texas had the power outage from the cold, I'm like, what Houston, you know, food banks need help? Facebook had a list. When there was Superstorm Sandy, you know, every time I hear of something, Facebook is already on it and has the organization ready to go vetted so that we don't have to, well, let's wait and see, you know, we could start helping now. And I got to tell you know, a lot of people fight anxiety, they fight depression, and you know, they struggle because, you know, they think they aren't, you know, making a difference in this world. I got to tell you, every time I do a fundraiser, and even if I'm not putting in a lot of money myself, the organization of it and the outreach really is heartwarming, you know? And so I think it's something we could do even in these troubling economic times. Nikki, how can people help your amazing charitable foundation? How can people help EcoSoap?
Yeah. Sure. So first of all, I think you can visit our website to see what work we actually do and where all we are present. So the website is www.ecosoapbank.org. And you can also visit our Facebook and Instagram pages. There's a lot of very good content there. And you can just get in touch with us, whether some organizations need soap. They can get in touch with us to get soaps. If somebody wants to partner with us, they can reach out to us and we can discuss partnerships, because we are also partnering with a lot of local NGOs here. NGOs that are working with the WASH sector, working with schools, with children. We love to partner with such organizations and help to get the soap out.
Oh my gosh, that's awesome. And Elizabeth, how can people find out more about Facebook fundraising?
Yeah, so they can go to facebook.com/fundraisers to both donate and create fundraisers.
Oh, my gosh, that's great. And, Nikki, next time I need to have you back, because I have two sons, and I buy them soap, and I don't think they use it. So I'm going to need some advice from you on how to get my kids to actually use the soap. God bless you, ladies. Can't wait to have you back. Be safe, and we'll talk soon. All right, guys. You too. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
From frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
With the Ever Given freed and on the move, the spotlight is now likely to turn to the investigation of how the vessel got wedged in the Suez Canal, leading to billions of dollars in losses globally. A high-ranking canal pilot working for the Suez Canal Authority said two pilots aboard the Ever Given were both senior chief pilots with 30-plus years of experience. Teachers from the San Diego Unified School District are teaching migrant children in person. San Diego County Supervisor Jim Desmond says San Diego teachers are teaching migrant children in person, but the 100,000 students of taxpaying families at San Diego Unified School District are stuck in Zoom school. A fire that started at 9:15 a.m. on Monday in South Dakota has destroyed at least two homes and several outbuildings. Officials said between 400 and 500 homes have been evacuated in Rapid City as around 250 firefighters are fighting the blaze. Mount Rushmore National Park has been temporarily closed due to high winds and low moisture levels. USA Radio News. A ninth woman has stepped forward to accuse New York Governor Andrew Cuomo of sexual misconduct. New York woman Sherry Ville accuses Cuomo of an unwanted kiss in 2017. President Trump slammed Anthony Fauci and Deborah Birx on Monday, accusing the infectious disease experts of trying to reinvent history in a televised interview detailing their roles in combating the coronavirus pandemic. Trump said, "Based on their interviews, I felt it was time to speak up about Dr. Fauci and Dr. Birx, two self-promoters trying to reinvent history to cover up for their bad instincts and faulty recommendations," end quote. A Texas trooper who was shot over the weekend no longer displays signs of viable brain activity and will remain on life support until his organs can be donated, authorities said on Monday. Trooper Chad Walker was shot in Limestone County, about 85 miles south of Dallas, during an attempted stop on Friday to assist a driver of a disabled vehicle on the side of the road. Thanks for listening. We do appreciate it. We are USA Radio News.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
All right, we are back at the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I'm going to put this one on Facebook Live because I think you guys might want to listen to this. Apparently, the World Health Organization has some conclusions on the COVID-19 origin. And I am typing as I speak. That's one thing I can't do. I can't type and speak. But I know some of you guys follow our Facebook Live, so let's get this underway. Okay, hold on a second. Let me get it ready to go. I tell you, man,
If I could do this during the break, that would be ideal. But listen, I'm a doctor. I'm not good at tech. Gotta cut me some slack, Jack. Not very good at tech. So we are back at the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We do have a little bit of breaking news. Apparently in Israel, they have found a new coronavirus strain. And lo tova, we're not sure what this strain is going to be called. It is just some breaking news that in Israel, no surprise, you know, these countries are going to have strains, whether they highly publicize it or not. Who knows? California came up with their own strain. Texas did. Columbus, Ohio. You know, we do things our own way. When you have a bunch of people, you have people in close quarters like the military or in a small country like Israel, it would be no surprise that somebody gets infected with two strains of the virus. There's a recombination event, or the strain just mutates on its own, decides to change. Now Israel, we've been watching very closely. Because, I like Israel, but we watch it very closely because they were very quick to vaccinate with Pfizer. They were on it. I mean, you know, you want something done, tell the Israeli military to get on it, and man, they had like pizza-type boxes shipping out COVID vaccine here and there, and, you know, everybody was like, you know, moving it, and they were just on it. And so the vaccine, their robust vaccination rollout was great, but remember there was that one study where certain states that rolled out faster didn't necessarily do better, and the study authors trying to deduce why that was. Is it that they weren't as methodical, maybe they didn't, you know, they didn't get all the places covered like they needed to, it was more rush, you know, I don't know. So with this new strain, I don't want to blame anybody for anything, it happens, you know, but there is a new strain detected in Israel. We'll know more as the health ministry kind of, you know, reveals more about what it is and if it will still be able to withstand, you know, the COVID vaccine immunity. Now, the World Health Organization has been investigating the COVID origins. Now, it seemed like they kind of got on it a little bit later in the game after somebody could kind of clean up any evidence, if there was any evidence. And we were told that the World Health Organization inquiry to COVID-19 was, quote, highly chaperoned, meaning there were a lot of eyes on it, and there shouldn't have been too many people messing with it or putting in their opinion. It was supposed to be pretty methodical. I like that word, methodical. Well, today we're being told that the World Health Organization, after all their work, a year and a half after the COVID outbreak, has finally concluded that the origin is inconclusive. Okay? They think the virus came from an animal. That animal housed the virus, hosted the virus. Virus was able to change to a form where it could land on a human and infect the human. Now, this is what we were told a year and a half ago, almost a year and a half ago. And the World Health Organization released their report saying, yeah, there was an intermediary host followed by a zoonotic transmission as likely to be very likely as a route of initial spread. So not somebody eating bat soup. Okay, so we're still not dealing with bat soup. All right. So basically this was a virus that was hanging out in animals, probably bats. There was some sort of intermediary host that allowed it to go to a human. Or it just mutated to the point where it could go to a human. So maybe did the bat bite a mongoose, and then the mongoose bit a human, or how'd it go? Now, I'm still very intrigued by their report and what they find, because remember, this is a virus that is spread respiratory droplet. This is a respiratory virus. And yes, animals can spread respiratory viruses, but I'd like to know how the bat gave it to that intermediary host, because if it was a bite, that's going to be a little weird. So it's you know, but if the bat breathes on it, you know, because the bat has radar, sends radar, and the bat's like, you know, maybe you have bad breath when they go, huh, and then breathe on something. So I don't know. So they said, in the introduction through an intermediary host followed by zoonotic transmission, the SARS-CoV-2 virus is transmitted from an animal reservoir to an animal host, followed by a subsequent spread within that intermediate host, who then transmits it to humans. So there could actually be four entities in play. And this SARS-CoV-2 is pretty adaptable, so they think it could have adapted rapidly in susceptible animals. So the team is calling for more research. All right, well, what about this being a lab issue? What about this being a lab leak, or somebody screwing up, or somebody getting contaminated at the lab? They said very unlikely. Well, is it because they're studying it a year and a half later? Why didn't anybody get to that lab? Somebody really should have been inspecting the lab summer of 2019. But that's hindsight. So the review also considered two other origins, like introduction through the cold food chain, which researchers considered possible. Remember they thought this was coming in on TV dinners? I don't think they're buying the whole TV dinner thing. Or direct zoonotic transmission, which the team said possible to likely, meaning the woman eating the bat soup could have gotten it directly. So they said overall, without a definitive conclusion as to how the virus made its way into the human population, the team, which is comprised of international experts, called for a continued scientific and collaborative approach to be taken towards tracing the origins of COVID-19. I think that ship has sailed. I think whatever happened the summer of 2019, and that's when I think it happened, has already been either covered up or cleaned up, even if it's all by accident. But I think they were studying the virus. Somebody was transporting it to another department, like what happened in 2004 when a couple people died from the SARS they were studying from the 2002-2003 outbreak. And somebody was transmitting it, and something happened, or somebody sneezed, or somebody dropped something. I've dropped lab samples. I mean, I was working in a lab, and I tripped. And I fell into the freezer, and the freezer had all these things, and the samples went all over the place. And I mean, look, lab accidents happen. So did anybody say anything? Did somebody try to cover it up? Did somebody wipe their nose and go, okay, I'm good, and then go out to a party, and then get a couple people sick, and then those people got a few other people sick, so then by the fall, people are like, huh, all right, something's going on here in Wuhan. That's what I think happened. But right now, they're saying, oh, there's not enough evidence of that. Well, you know, people cover stuff up. And I'm not saying the country's covering it up, but the person might not have even realized they got contaminated. They might have been working with something and pipetting and, you know, and not, I don't know. So in a press conference held Tuesday, following the release of the report, Dr. Tia Fisher said the investigation is the first step to a long journey. First step? 2021. First step in a long journey into discovering the origins of the virus. She also acknowledged that it's possible milder cases of the virus may have been circulating before the outbreak in Wuhan was declared in December 2019. Thank you. See, does anybody listen to my show? They said the early cases had been tied to a seafood market, but the report could not definitively conclude whether it was the origin of the virus. Don't give the world any less of an excuse to eat seafood. We need more people eating seafood, so there's more cow and meat for us. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not-so-convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
All right, guys,
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. So we're spending a lot of money. We had that $1.3 trillion, $2.1 trillion. I forget the final number. Well, we spent trillions of dollars a few weeks ago. Some of it went to people, you know, but many of it went to entities and states and things like that. And it will hopefully go to people. So I trust the government. Okay, I trust the government is going to do what it says. Right? I don't trust where the government's going to get that money. I already see prices going up. I'm a little nervous about inflation, gas prices. And everybody said, no, no, we're not going to raise taxes, except on the super rich. We're not going to raise taxes. Well, we're being told now that President Biden is going to announce tomorrow $3 trillion in tax hikes. Yay, goody. Now, for those of you saying, don't worry, he's going to tax the rich, and that's it. If there's a tax hike on a business, price is going up. Amazon, they say, hold on to your pants with Amazon, because if Amazon, if the workers unionize, those prices are going up. We're all shopping from Amazon because it's cheaper than Walmart. Well, what happens when the prices aren't cheaper than Walmart? I'm already noticing a lot of things on Amazon aren't cheaper than other places. Well, you know what? Then that's just the, you know, ebb and flow of commerce and capitalism. But $3 trillion in tax hikes, it's kind of a lot of money. So Biden is going to announce his infrastructure plan tomorrow in Pittsburgh. And actually, it might be between $3 trillion and $4 trillion. Well, because he wants to pass another package. It's going to be very, very hard to pass another package without showing that money is coming in. So who will get hit with the taxes? So if there are Americans earning more than $400,000 a year, so they're not super rich, but $400,000 a year, they'll get hit with taxes. Businesses are going to get hit with taxes. Married couples, estates. And they say they want to fund the revenue needed for a proposal to pay for new roads, bridges, green technology, and human infrastructure, which will include subsidies for Americans to pay for health insurance and measures to cut child poverty. According to Daily Mail and Washington Post, the increases would total $3 trillion, with the cost of the infrastructure package running as high as $4 trillion. The rest of the money needed could be made up by borrowing. So one thing that it looks like the Biden campaign wanted to do was raise the corporate tax rate to 28% from 21%. Now, Trump signed legislation dropping the rate from 35% to 21%. So Trump lowered it. Biden's not going to make it go back up to the pre-Trump days, but would hike it up another 7%. Biden also said the families earning less than $400,000 will not have their taxes raised. And White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said this would apply to individual filers as well. But tax expert Timothy McGrath of Riverpoint Wealth Management said there could be scenarios where individuals making less than $400,000 do get hit if they file taxes jointly with their spouse. Two individuals earning $200,000 a year could get pushed into the top bracket. Top tax bracket is about 40%. So he said it's a significant disadvantage to married couples. Remember, something similar was happening in the Obama years. So people were talking about divorcing so that they would be under that tax bracket. We saw businesses hire, you know, just or fire just enough people to be under these thresholds. I mean, you know, when you have a threshold and, you know, the people are going to try to work around it. They said another potential pay for would happen would be a stepped up basis for investments that go into estates. Under current law, long held investments that get transferred at the time of death are only taxed when sold. But the new basis for taxation is set at the higher level at the time of death. And so apparently there are, you know, there's money that's shielded, and a new draft proposal would shield the first million, but the rest would be subject to taxation. Some tax ideas, they say, are being floated right now, and then Congress has to approve them. Now, remember, Secretary, Transportation Secretary Steve Buttigieg thought that maybe it'd be a good idea to tax miles, where a potential mileage tax to fund road improvements. I think people just lost their minds when they heard that. And so he said it's not being considered for the infrastructure package. White House also rejected it, too. There was also a gas tax, but that was risky because that could also hit lower-income Americans hard as well, especially for those who have to travel longer distances for work. So House Democrats are thinking about raising the $10,000 cap on deductions for state and local taxes. And if they raise the $10,000 cap, then more taxes could be levied, and then that money could go to infrastructure legislation. So, you know, I'm obviously, I mean, I'm a taxpayer, I'm an American, I'm a doctor, I'm a business owner. I'm nervous by the amount of spending. Right now we're teaching migrants, we're paying teachers to teach the migrant students that are coming into California. The students in California, American students aren't back at school, but we are paying and using to teach migrant students, which, again, I like kids. I want to help kids of other countries, but where is the money coming from? They said congressional budget forecasters warn that it could have a $207 billion shortfall by 2031 without new sources of revenue. Now, that fund, the Highway Trust Fund, is already funded by an 18.4-cent per gallon tax on gasoline, 24.4 cent on diesel. They have not been raised in nearly three decades. So that might, as fuel efficiency standards have improved, people using less gas, less money coming in. Now, Biden has vowed not to raise taxes on Americans making less than $400,000 a year. But the problem is when you tax businesses, it gets passed down. I don't know how many times you guys have tried to go out to dinner during this pandemic, but I'm seeing hamburgers $15. $15 hamburger. That's not the no. I'm not going to spend $15 on a hamburger when I could go and get something at McDonald's. I mean, prices are going up. So when you hear, all right, Biden's not going to tax the rich, he's just going to tax businesses and people make a lot of money, that might sound good until you see that your products are going up. So we'll see what happens. I'm a little nervous because I want to see infrastructure. I would love to see us moving towards using more solar power, us, you know, being more environmentally friendly. But, you know, we didn't have to have taxes raised during the Trump administration. So how did he do it and we can't do it now? Well, is it because we're spending so much? And then, you know, why are we spending so much? Well, you know, because businesses are, you know, told to be locked down. Why is that happening? Why aren't we opening back up? Now, when we come back, everybody's asking me about this doom. Everybody is worried about this impending doom. And, you know, I'll tell you what I think is going to go on. But from a, you know, Biden adding like a 15% corporate minimum tax on large companies, you know, that it might not think much. It sound like much, but trust me, it is going to then over, it's going to be passed to you. You know, I tried to do a staycation in Las Vegas. I love Las Vegas. But when you look at the fees that they add, you think you're getting a $150 room rate. By the time you're done with all the fees and taxes, it's not that easy. 1-877-DOLLY, don't go away.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck. or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.